overnight lows, and more rain by the end of this week, maybe as early as Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there. He once drove his car across the Grand Canyon. And you're right, there's no bridge across the Grand Canyon. People don't ask him for a light. They ask him, mind if I smoke? He once had to cancel dinner with the Pope because the Queen got jealous. He folds his own socks, but they put themselves away in the drawer. He once shot a man in Reno while standing on a street in Las Vegas. He is David Earnest, the most interesting man alive. Not only can he do all these amazing things, he can also pump up your portfolio. Call David Earnest today at 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. David Earnest will set you on a path to financial security, and the conversation will be amazing. After all, he is the most interesting man alive. Weekday mornings from 6 until 9, it's Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Bailey the Wonder Dog, and Rich Thomas. From 9 until noon, it's News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. From noon until 3, it's the Dan Morris Show. And from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., it's Happy Hour with Greg Budell. And now, welcome to the 13th Hour. It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. Call David Earnest right now at 334-272-9228. Ask David questions about your finances, your retirement, and all things financial. 334-272-9228. And now, here he is, David Earnest.
Yes, there he is once again, coming to you live. Well, mostly from the broadcast studios here at Blue Water Broadcasting on Wall Street. It is the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is. He's the man who won't cop out when there's danger all about. It's David Earnest. Hello, sir.
Hello there, Rusty. Hey, Rusty.
Now, how about that for an intro?
That was wonderful.
You sure got a big intro tonight.
I know, but I'm still real nervous.
Well, what's going on? I noticed you were like peeking behind shades and all kind of weird stuff.
I'm thinking there's an invasion.
Yeah?
Yeah, they've been talking about it on the radio and the television and everything.
What are you talking about, sir? What? Who's invading us?
We're being invaded by the Russians.
Dun, dun, dun. Really? The Russians are coming?
Well, they say that, you know, they're controlling everything. Mm-hmm. We're in the mind control right now. They're trying to take over our elections and everything. And I'm just wondering, are they in our brain? Are they in our mind? Where are they? They're dropping out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
They're making us do things we don't want to do.
Are they doing it like the Joker did on Batman? They got the thing in the TV and is hypnotizing all of us.
I mean, like, are we just like robots or something? They've controlled us completely. We don't even know what we're doing. We don't even know who we're voting for. Or what's going on here?
You know, I saw some kids down on the corner today.
Uh-huh.
And they were doing the robot. I wonder if this is a sign.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's the Russians have just invaded us and we're just being completely taken over. I mean, that's what the Democrats are saying, right?
You know, I saw a robot dancing the other day. Did I tell you this?
No.
Yeah, I saw him dancing. I said, what's that dance move you're doing? He said, that's called The People.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
He wasn't doing it.
No, I mean, you know. But seriously, on a serious side, man, this is absurd.
Really,
they tell us how to vote? Are you kidding?
It really is.
I mean, like, is it that obvious? We don't even know how to think anymore.
Well, you know, I was influenced in the last election.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by the Democrats.
Really?
To vote Republican again. Yeah, because these people are, oh.
I mean, look, when you go, in my business, for example, you look at countries like, okay, our friends over there in England, our friends above us in Canada, and 60% of the people can't afford or even obtain a financial advisor. Why? Because of socialism? I mean, think about it. And then you have Elizabeth Warren coming in here saying, hey, you know, we need to tighten up on this. We need to take all the insurance companies, along with Bernie, and they say, we need to take all the insurance companies and we need to just completely take them out of the insurance business.
I know.
And let's be the insurance company. Let's be the insurance company. We're better at it. We're the government. I don't think so. They're very inefficient. They're very inefficient. They have no competitive nature about them. They're not very efficient at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And to think that the Russians are brainwashing us against the Republicans. What's going on?
I don't know. But I do know one thing. We've got to take a short break. I know it's early. But we need to take a short break.
Okay.
And so let me get this set up here.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
I like breaks. Give me a little sip of water here.
There you go. We'll be right back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just one moment.
All right.
Is your money worth you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A hobo, a hobo, a hobo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy to be, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial.
Welcome, Tavarich, to Health and Wealth Show. Those other two American fellows, have gone away. They have seen how futile it is to try and make more money than state make. So now, I, Ivan Stinkovich, will take over and show you how to help your money make more money for this day. What?
Get out of here, you!
Stop
hitting
me.
No.
Hey, can't take us over. Get out of here.
How about that? We were just off for a second. Just turned our backs for a second, and this Russian guy snuck in.
They're trying to take over.
I'm telling you, man, it's not nothing to play with.
No, man, I tell you what, they're trying to brainwash us into electing who they... I guess they want us to vote for Elizabeth Warren. I don't know. I mean...
I don't either.
Look, we already got Donald Trump. Why would they want to hurt us? There you go.
That would hurt us if we got...
Maybe they're mad at him because he didn't give them what they wanted.
But then, then again, she might be...
One of them?
No, she might be our dream come true.
Really?
Everybody will see how crazy she is and won't vote for her.
Oh.
Kind of like Hillary.
Yeah, I see. Well, surely to goodness most people can figure out who's good, bad, and ugly in this arena. I mean, think about it. If your taxes go up quadruple, is that someone trying to help you? And in your retirement plan, is that someone trying to help you? I mean, she's talking about taxing our 401ks. She's saying, oh, it won't hurt you. Are you kidding? Everything runs off the market. And 60 to 70% of the market is invested with middle class money, pension money. Just think about it. She doesn't understand the concept of little people put money in their pensions. She thinks they're all billionaires and she's going to tax them. And then she's going to accuse the Russians of causing the problem, probably. I mean, look, this whole thing's a joke. It really is. Essentially, we all don't want to pay more taxes. It costs us. It's going to take away from us. Why would we want to give them everything we have? Or most of what we have. I mean, think about it. Tax-free is better than taxed, right?
Oh, yeah.
And taxed lower is better than, you know, in between. Mm-hmm. So, look, she can't be right. She cannot be even anywhere near right. Her and Bernie and all the rest of those Democrats have got to be off their rocker. Who wants all that? And to get rid of insurance companies, to get rid of health insurance, I mean, who don't love their Blue Cross? Who don't love their, you know, Viva Medicare or whatever it is? I mean, look, that's insane.
It is.
It's and do you really want to pay 70 cents on every dollar that you have coming in so that she can renegotiate everything?
I don't even think the Democrats want that.
Well, that's what they're asking for. What's going to happen.
I just would not believe it if I walked up to somebody and I asked them, pardon me, I have a question. Are you a Democrat? Yes. Would you like to be taxed at 70 to 90%? And if I heard them say yes, I'd just shake my head, turn around, and walk away because I just wouldn't believe it.
Well, you can't believe them because all you got to do is look at the other countries that are sliding into socialism, and that's the tax rate. Okay? It's way up there. Mm. When you start putting all that stuff like that together, it's got to be 70% or more or it won't work. You can't run it on fumes, okay? So, you know, and then when you take all the motivation away, you know, people won't save anymore. And when they don't save anymore, they get into trouble. You know, we need motivation. We need motivation. That's lower taxes. That's when you work real hard, you really want your money to go further because why would you put the effort into it if they're just going to carry you for nothing anyway?
Exactly.
I mean, that's crazy. The whole thing, it doesn't make any sense. Any financial person worth their salt adds that up. It doesn't make any sense. You know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. So the Russians, they're the problem? Are you kidding? That's not the problem. The problem's not the Russians. The Russians are over on the other side of the world, man. I mean, they're across the ocean. They're not here with us. We're here with ourselves. To accuse them for the problem, that's absurd. Even if they do try to do these things with the computers and stuff, you know, people are not stupid. They know what's there. I thought they did. You know, there's so many other people out there that are being affected by advertisement and things like that. I get it, but still, you should be able to think for yourself.
Yeah, it's not to the point where I think they think, and when I say they, I mean the Democrats, I think they think we need to be told what to believe, or that if they tell us what to believe, we'll believe it. I don't understand why they think that. But they have begun to think that. And it's like the guy was, they were talking about him the other day. The guy that they were grilling about the money being hailed back from Ukraine by President Trump.
Right.
I can't think of who it was they were interviewing. And they were just hammering the guy. And somehow they got it out that he said, yes, that they held up the money.
Right.
But he didn't.
No.
And they had that Chris Wallace guy on there today, and he told him, Chris, I did not say that.
He said, twist things.
You know, it's just.
Twist things.
I don't understand.
And what's wrong with Trump saying, hey, I think there might have been some things that were inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Will you investigate that?
Well, don't you think if it had been something over on this end that he would have told Donald Trump?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go.
And so any kind of wrong should be revealed, I mean, either side, right? So what's the problem with him asking for help if something's been done wrong? Oh, because he wants to reveal it to the voters? Okay, I get it. What's wrong with that? Do you really want to know the truth or not? Do you want to be pawns to the Russians?
No.
I mean, look, that's really... It's a joke, man. We're not that stupid. Surely not.
No.
I hope not.
And don't call me Shirley. By the way, while I'm thinking about it, lots of stuff going on. If you have a question about your finances or you want to chime in on this thing we've been talking about, call us 272-9228.
Yeah.
And everybody that calls will put your name in. And at the end of the program, we will draw out a couple of names. The first two we draw get a free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza.
Right.
And then everybody after that gets 25% off when they go out to Folcarelli's.
Or they can get a free gym membership for a week.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a month.
How about
Depending how lucky they are with Anytime Fitness.
And speaking of Folcarelli's Pizza, you know, that's going to be the scene of the big doings Saturday. Saturday. And you can make your plans to come out and see us at 8125 Decker Lane. And let's see. I got a text a while ago from... let's see here. It was my friend over at the Salvation Army. It's Lieutenant Farrington with the Salvation Army. And I talked with him the other day, and he's going to try to come out and bring some kids from his church. And if you get a chance to go by and see him over there at the Salvation Army, they do a lot of good work. And they're looking for some, you know what time of year it is, don't you?
Yes.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a. They're going to be out there ringing those bells with the little red bucket, or I think they call it a kettle.
Uh-huh.
And they are looking for some volunteers.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to get in touch with the folks over there at the Salvation Army, and especially Lieutenant Brian. I'm going to call him Lieutenant Dan, but his name's not Dan. And they're going to come out and see us Saturday. We want you to come out and see us. It's going to be from 12 until
5.
And we were talking about it a while ago, the bouncy houses, free pizza,
music, Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces,
and Elvis is coming, and just it's going to be all kinds.
We're going to have Slap Out Bob's
coming.
Yeah.
We might have a goat kicking and a tooth pulling. You never know. That could happen too.
The salons are going to be giving away discounted haircuts and things and whatever they give away.
And did we mention trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat, absolutely. We're going to have trunk or treat. The trunks are being opened and the treats will be in there.
What happens there is we'll take you. You'll have to sign a waiver, but we'll put you in a trunk. And if you get out, we'll give you a treat.
That's pretty good. We may all get in the trunk.
There's a guy out there last year still in the trunk. But maybe we'll let him out this year. But call us right now at 272-9228.
Yeah.
And if you want to talk to David Ernest off the air a little later, set up an appointment to go see him, call him at 279-7431.
You know, it's like this. We were making fun of the Russians and all this different stuff. But truly, you don't want your pensions taxed. And that's why if you roll over your 401ks to the right way, we have programs where we can roll them over and try to mitigate the taxes over time. We have programs set up for that. And we use a lot of bonus programs that can, bonus up a little money every time it happens through these annuity products. But, a lot of people say, well, annuities don't make enough money. Are you kidding me? I just looked at the return the last 12 months on one of my favorite annuities. It was 9.96.
That's not too shabby
I saw some that were coming in at 12.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't count bonuses and things like that that are added on top of these programs. So the beauty of these things, though, is that you have your cake and eat it, too. You got people like Ken Fisher, who, by the way, is an idiot. He's losing billions of dollars right now because of his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Billions of dollars.
And you're not kidding. I read it the other day. It was billions and billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars. Do you really want somebody that loses billions of dollars because of their crazy mouth?
I don't know what he said.
Oh, it's stupid. He just insulted women. It's unbelievable. He's horrible.
And that's not good.
Yeah. It's not good. But the thing is, he's really, 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 you know, like, chauvinistic, obviously, but he's also very arrogant because he thinks everything he does is right. You know, you ever met those kind of people?
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, you know, yeah, okay, every now and then he might do something right, but every now and then he's going to lose billions of dollars. Do you really want to be doing something with somebody who's going to lose billions of dollars?
You know,
I'm following their advice?
I misplaced $5. I'm losing my mind.
I mean, my God.
Billion?
Yeah. He's just a plain numb skull right now. He just looks like an idiot. You know, I mean, really, that's probably what he is. So, you know, the thing is, though, protection of your assets is very important. Yes, there's a trade-off sometimes when you're protecting things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get to the age that you, you know, want to get 60, 70, 80% of the returns and none of the downs, you know, that's okay in my opinion. And especially if you know, I have seen where these returns at different times make more than the market. Why? Because when the market goes down, that makes a difference, right? In other words, you're up, you're not down, you can't go down.
Mm-hmm.
So the other beauty of all this thing is reverse compound interest. Another word for that is annuitization, if you want to use the technical term of it.
Ooh.
What is that?
I don't know. It sounds fancy.
Essentially, it's like this. You can't run out of money. You can't run out of money, guaranteed. I had a lady come in the other day, and I think I talked about this. You know, she's going to go into something where she'll have her cake and eat it, too. If something goes wrong off of, you know, a little bit of money, she could get 3 or 4 times back if she was to need it. In other words, if it was $100,000, she's going to get back like $300,000 on top of it.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, a total of $400,000. You put $100,000 in there, right?
Right.
And there's $400,000 available for long-term care, included in home health and all that other stuff. You say, well, what's the trade-off? Not a whole lot. The trade-off is this. She's still in a program that's indexing with the market, making money. You know, making more money than the banks make, and in bad times, more than the stock market will make. And, you know, if you're 60, 70, 80 years old, that's a good trade-off. So Ken Fisher, he wants you to put money in something, and if the bottom falls out, you go with it.
Mm.
You know, the bond market, we don't know what's going to happen to the bond market. Neither do we know what's going to happen to the stock market.
Well, I just was going to look up. I wanted to see what he looked like. He looks kind of goofy.
He's got funny looking ears.
Yeah. I couldn't tell that for his nose. But anyway, well, he might come get us. It says here, this is from CNBC, which, you know, whatever. Fisher Investments losses hit $1.8 billion. That's billion.
Yeah.
As Fidelity ends $500 million relationship. And let's see, this was a portion of Fidelity's Strategic Advisors Small Mid Cap Fund. And so this is the fifth major client to exit since Ken Fisher made lewd comments at a conference on October the 8th. I wish I could find what he said.
Well, he says a lot of things, it
said
terrible.
Something lewd.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But it's not just that. He ridicules. Let's take an annuity, for example. He's... If you go back and you research him, he says that SPIAs, that is an immediate annuity that would pay you the reverse compound interest kind of thing that I talk about, okay? He says those are okay. All right, now think of this logically.
Mm-hmm.
If those are okay, why would an annuity that might give you a 5, 10, or 15% bonus and give you 50, 60, 70, 80% of the market returns that you could turn into a SPIA at any time by just flipping a switch,
mm-hmm.
so the value's higher, right?
Yes.
Can he not add? In other words, he says if you just go straight into the SPIA, you're fine. But if you go with the other route where you get more gravy and more boost, you're not fine. I don't quite understand that if I increase the value by 10, 15, 20%, why that's not better. Tell me, How did Ken Fisher add that up? It doesn't make any sense to me. That's about 20% sometimes of more value going the way I'm talking about instead of the way he's talking about. How's Ken Fisher right? He's not right. He doesn't know his math.
Well, I found what he said, and there's no way I can clean it up. It was
pretty bad,
it
huh?
It was pretty lewd. And then it says he made some sexual remarks to a lady, and it says over here he tweeted like a little bird, but he tweeted about sex slavery. Oh man, he's
a nut.
This guy's dumb as a post.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. He's pretty bad. He thinks that he owns everybody, and he badmouths what. Listen, the only reason why he badmouths the insurance group with annuities mm-hmm. is so he can get you to put money in his market. That's why he does it, and that's why I'm trying to bring out the things about him. The thing is if he says that it's okay to do a certain insurance product, an annuity mm-hmm. that you can start as a pension immediately. Versus this other one that you can get more goody on the front end, and it grows, and then you can turn it into that character that he says is good, then how in the world is that guy valid? In other words, who would believe him? He doesn't even know the products. He's out there talking bad about stuff he don't know about. That's stupid. I would not go out talking about things and badmouth them unless I knew them forward and backwards. Obviously, he doesn't know them forward and backwards. And he's also a numbskull for talking about women like he talked about. That's stupid. Anybody that opens their mouth and stupid stuff comes out, I wouldn't want to put money with them.
Well, it happens too often in this world today. And I liken that to somebody was talking about Facebook. I'm on Facebook a lot. I got a lot of time on my hands, and I like to see what's going on and, you know, comment on stuff. I try never, ever to say anything negative about anybody. Because
right.
It's just not nice.
No.
As I do a lot of these fan pages, and one of them is for Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
And if people talk about Star Trek, you know, it's nerd. You know, we're nerds.
Yeah, of course.
We can't help it.
No.
But anyway, somebody put a question on there. They had just joined the group, and somebody else starts, you know, well, some other people asked that question already. That's stupid. And I'm like, you know, why did you have to? I mean, couldn't you just answer his question?
I
told him, I said, look, you ask all the questions you want. I won't ever do that. If I know it, I'll tell you.
I mean, you know, to be fair, every industry out there, mutual fund industry, the stock industry, the annuity industry, you know, they all have their good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
To go around, it's just like if a Baptist was going around bad-mouthing a bunch of Methodists or vice versa. It just doesn't sound good. And it makes you look like a hypocrite, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do that. I want to say, look, I have my own beliefs. Personally, what I am is an asset preservationist. An asset preservationist cannot go around sticking everybody in the stock market because they know what might be around the corner.
Right.
A drop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you're a young person, fine. I'll say, go ahead and stick your money in the 401k. But maybe, by the way, you might want to use a Roth IRA or maybe an overfunded life policy in conjunction with that. Why? People say, well, what do you want to do that for? Well, there's a lot of reasons. One, what if you got sick? Who's going to put money in your retirement account for you?
Yeah.
I mean, duh, you think that the 401k people are going to say, we feel so sorry for him. We're just going to give or her. We're just going to give him the money. No, you have to have yourself insured.
It just ain't going to happen.
It's like if your house burns down, maybe the community would help you build it back. But most likely, you just need some insurance to get it back. So the same way with your retirement accounts, they all need to be insured. Everything has a balancing act. Everything. If you get sick, you need to have medical insurance. If you get sick before you put your money in long enough in your 401k or your IRA, you need to have something that kicks in. And you need tax-free. That's what long-term care is about, too. There's so many different things. There's other protections you can do, too, like trust, irrevocable trust. We use attorneys for that. You know, not everyone's the same. Everybody's situations are different. That's the reason why we like to sit down with people and find out what it is that they need. Not just put you in a square hole if you got a round, a big peg there, a square peg in a round hole. That's right.
We don't want to do that.
No, it doesn't feel good.
It'll mess up stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if you have heard something and you're thinking, gee, I really need to sit down and talk to David, you can. All you have to do is call him at 279-7431. That's David's office line, I guess is what you'd call that one.
Right.
And you'll get a machine, but he will call you right back.
And it's not in Russian.
No, it's in good old... good old English, or good old Southern English right there. And that's 279-7431. Or if you would like to ask him a question tonight on the radio and get yourself some pizza maybe from our friends at Folcarelli's Pizza, all you have to do is call right now, 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Call right now to talk to David Ernest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have some questions about what we're talking about, or if you want to add value to what we've been talking about, feel free to call us. You know, this is an open communication right now. We want to be fair to anyone's opinions that are out there. You know, if you love Ken Fisher, you know, you can love him.
If you are Ken Fisher, we'll meet you outside after the show.
That's right.
But let's take another short break. We'll do that, and we'll come back with more health and wealth with David Ernest.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
Are you thinking ahead to your retirement? Well, you should be. Write this number down. 334-279-7431. That will put you in direct contact with asset preservationist David Ernest. For nearly 40 years, David has helped people just like you plan ahead for retirement. Call David today at 334-279-7431. He'll be earnest with your money. 334-279-7431.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but we are getting some much-needed rain out there when I came in.
I know it. It's really, really, really been heavy.
If I didn't think I'd slip and fall, I was going to get out there and dance around in it. But just get
dancing in the rain.
Get that picture in your head. I just saw a thing, and it said that the Syrians, or was it the Kurds, some of those folks over there, were pelting the United States soldiers with rotten fruit. And I was thinking, you know, y'all better hang on to that fruit for when the bullets run out, because you might need it. Did you hear what our president said?
What'd you say?
When we went over there, we didn't say we were going to stay over there forever.
Well, hey, that makes sense.
You know, if
it's costing too much.
Well, the thing is, shouldn't they? I know we have given them so much.
Right.
Shouldn't they be able to maintain an army and put it together and fight?
Well, it's just like children. Once you get them to a point, you want them to leave.
Uh-huh.
You know? You know, seriously, I mean, you don't want to be stuck with them all the time. And we don't want to be stuck with the Kurds or the Syrians or anybody all the time. I mean, it's just not healthy.
What exactly? I don't know. Is there a... I'm an idiot. What is there a country called Kurds or Kurdistan or Kurdistan?
No, it's just...
How do we know who these folks are?
Well,
do you think some of them could be ISIS people or?
I don't think you can tell by looking at them. Though. I really don't.
God, that reminded me of a story. I just can't tell it. It is 6:36 now here on the Health and Wealth Show. Lines are open. Give us a call 272-9228. If you're Kurd, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I would like to hear from one of them. That'd be cool.
Kurds out there, yeah, or some way, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
one of those.
Maybe there's a way out there with the Kurds.
Have your way with
maybe
the Kurds.
Maybe there's, yeah.
But 272-9228. And, of course, if you'd like to make an appointment with David Ernest, and you can do this at any time, but now's a good time to do it, 279-7431. And you can talk to David Ernest. He'll set up an appointment with you. You can go by and hang out, and you might even get free lunch out of it. Speaking of free, I wanted to throw it out there one more time.
Throw it out there.
This Saturday, it's the big shindig. It's the Monster Smash.
Yes.
And it's going to be out there at 8125.
Decker Lane. Across from Arrowhead.
Yes, Anytime Fitness is out there. And
Folcarelli's on the other end.
Folcarelli's.
It's right in front of the Barrington Apartments.
The Man
Right
cave.
Next door to Somerset.
Yep, we're going to have music and food and bouncy houses and fun. Bring the kids. I said, it's free. And we're going to be there from noon until 5 at Auburn. Plays at 2:30,
and we're going to have a television.
Yes, but I think Alabama's playing a little bit later.
Six, I think. But anyway, we're going to have television for the folks who absolutely have to hear or see the football.
And we will be putting together some stuff for a new television show. We've not made a new one in several weeks,
right?
But we're going to put one together out there, so you might get to see your lovely face on television.
Yes.
And that's always good to be on TV.
Oh, yeah, kids can be on television. We'll let the children all be on television. Mm-hmm. We want them to be on TV. Maybe they will show them going up and down the bouncy houses eating the candy and, all the other weird things that happen.
I got a phone call.
I can fill in. You know, the thing is, I hate to get so emotional sometimes, but I just really feel like everybody should know the truth about a lot of things that are not being talked about. It's just really good to bring everything out in the open about what the truth is about things that are not talked about.
And the truth shall set you free.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think this is Tom. Tom, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Tom, you're on with David Ernest.
Hey, Mr. David.
Hey, Tom.
David. Oh, man. Hey, it's so good to hear you. I didn't recognize who you was. I've known you for a little while. We used to rent from you and your partner a long time ago, Kirby.
How you been
doing? I'm hanging in there. I'm sort of, I don't know, when you get retired, am I retired or retarded? Hell, I don't know. Anyway, I just want to say, when I heard your voice, you still sing that good old karaoke now. Come on.
Oh, yeah, man. Okay, absolutely.
You got to sing some country music now, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, Elvis did sing a little country, if you get back in there and say.
He had a few country songs. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. But it was so good. I didn't recognize your voice for a while. And I said, "Dan, is that guy we rented from?"
You never know what you're going to hear on the radio.
I said, "Dan, I remember his voice when the rent was late." Yeah, that was him.
All right. Well, that's a good one. At least we were reasonable, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all were some good people. Hey, you still some good people. You still partners with your buddy?
Yeah. I'm still partners with him. It's one of those things we just hang on to together, If it works, don't break it.
Oh, for real. Y'all were pretty good. I mean, y'all were real, real good, man.
Yeah, so what you doing these days now, Tom?
Well, heck, I'm sort of semi-retired, and I'm trying to find me something to do on the side. Just, work a little bit. I don't know. I'm just trying to find something. I was going to go to work at Dollar General. But I asked them once I pay a month, they said a dollar. Yeah. Work dollar just
well, come see me. Maybe we can figure something out, Tom. I won't charge you.
Hey, well, what's your number on the side, buddy?
279-7431. That's 279-7431. I sit down with people all the time, try to help them. You don't have to buy anything from me. I always try to help folks.
I get tired of just sitting around all the time.
Facebook, Tom?
Do what now?
Do you do Facebook?
A little bit now.
I'm serious.
I play a lot of poker.
Ah.
I'm a poker idiot.
I saw this. I'm serious now. I'm not making a joke. If I find it, I'll save it, and we'll get the message to you somehow. There's this company that will pay you. You go, like, to Walmart or, I don't know, Walgreens, and say they are a toothpaste company, and they got several things in the shelf. You go there, and you take a picture of what their stuff looks like. And then you straighten it up and clean it up and take them another picture, and they will pay you to do that.
I'll pay you if you come and straighten my office out. It looks pretty rotten, too. There's papers everywhere.
Well, you know, there was one thing I was doing when I was filling Kirby's and stuff, working out in the field. There was one thing that I noticed. I mean, we'd go to Bum Egypt, you know, and all it, and I'd see so many cars that 60, 70 years old. And I was going to take pictures of them and put them on the internet because they could probably be, like, recycled. You know, what was that guy's name that took Johnny Carson's place and he has all them old cars?
Jay Leno,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And these cars, some of them look pretty decent, but some of them could be fixed up and you take a picture. I'd ask them how much they'd want for them.
There you go.
And you take a picture of them and then make money off of them. And if they called you back, then you'd turn them on to where they at.
I don't know if you have got, Netflix. But there's a guy up in Canada, and he says, and he's got this big field out by his house. He's got, like, he says $2 million worth of junk cars out there.
Oh my God.
This guy gets to needing some money.
Mm-hmm.
He'll run out there and snatch one out of there, and they'll put it together right. I mean, they'll fix up something from nothing, and they'll sell it.
God.
And he's usually said, "We got to make payroll."
I know where they can get the hubcaps.
I tell you what, I know who'll go get them for them.
What's that place up Highway 9? It's not
there's
Equality.
There's a place.
There's a hubcap place up there. It's got a hubcap for every car in the world. I believe.
I don't know. I just thought it, you know, at one point it might,
might
be worth a try, you know.
Kirby's
been around since 1914, so they must have done something right.
That could be something you ought to look into, man.
They got it.
Run that number by me again, Dave.
279-7431. 279-7431. But if you ever forget, just remember he's always Ernest Financial. So if you Google Ernest Financial, all those numbers come up on my website.
Gotcha, buddy. Gotcha. All right. Hey, you have a good... It was good talking to you now.
Good talking to you, Tom.
And I tell you what, you need to sing a little karaoke now.
Hey, if you come up to the thing on Saturday, Elvis is on the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's on the way. Bobby Moore and the Rhythm Aces and Elvis. And,
thank you very much.
Slap out. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call, Tom.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. And that was Tom, and maybe he'll come out
and see
us.
That's a blast from the past.
He'll come out and see us Saturday. We're not going to take another break right now, but there's something I don't know. I should probably save this. You'll hear it again this week if everybody likes it. But I've been thinking about this, and you helped me out a little bit here. Can you tell me something that we have heard over and over and over and over out of Washington in the last few weeks?
Yes.
What's the word we've been hearing out of Washington?
Hogwash.
That not the kind of word. What is the exact word?
I can't say it on the radio.
Not that word either. They're wanting to do something to the president.
Oh, yes. I know the word you're talking about.
Throw it out there for me.
Yes. Well, the word is not a good word. It's not a good word at all.
It's a process they're going through.
Yes.
A legal process.
That's right. They want to get rid of him.
They want to
impeach him.
Yes,
that is that the word? I thought you said they wanted to throw peaches at him.
Well, maybe they are, but here's something that you might want to take a listen to here help get your mind off these things.
Okay.
You know, lately we've been hearing a lot of strange things out of Washington. And I ain't going to name names, but it seems a certain political party has lost its mind. But all this news will just drive you crazy. Want to get away from it all? Well, jump on the interstate and come on up to the Impeach Park. Lots of good stuff going on at the Impeach Park. We got story time with old Uncle Joe Biden.
And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Native American arts and crafts with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth, what makes you think you're qualified to handle this arts and crafts booth?
My papa had high cheekbones like all of the Indians did.
Uh-huh. And Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, you're leading a group activity. What are y'all doing?
We're legislating. We're investigating, and we are litigating.
Nothing, huh? And Uncle Joe's son, Hunter, is around here somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. Neither does he, but he's getting paid. You know, we even got a petting zoo for the kids.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Joe, get back over to the story corner where you're supposed to be. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from your place. It's the Impeach Park. Look over there. It's President Trump.
Hello.
And there goes Congressman Adam Schiff. Mr. Trump, what's he gonna go do?
Kiss Barack Obama's
He's good at that.
He's waiting for three guys in straight razors.
You done told that one, Joe. Come see us at the Impeach Park. You'll be glad you did.
It just isn't true.
Shut up, Nancy, or I'll tell them boys in the white coats where you hiding at.
The Impeach Park, not to be confused with the Peach Park, because the Peach Park is really cool, and the Impeach Park does not exist. Pretty much like the evidence the Democrats think they have for impeachment.
Somebody get her a pill.
that's the Impeach Park. We're getting a bus together.
Yeah.
And we're going to go up that way sometime soon.
I'm laughing so hard I'm crying.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's funny. That's good.
We'll do that one again sometime this week.
But I tell you, some of the crazy stuff you hear, you know, out there, it's just when you hear it, you know there's nothing to it, and it's just like you can see what they're trying to do. You feel it. They're just trying to confuse a lot of people that are not thinking.
Said it a lot. You've said it many times. Smoke and mirrors.
That's it.
It's bait and switch. They're just trying to
smoke and mirrors.
They're trying to keep your mind off of the real issues. It's like this lady. I believe her name is it Tulsi Gabbard?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the third party girl.
Yeah, Hillary started that.
Said she's a Russian.
Yeah, started that off.
She's in with the Russians.
Oh, she's calling her
out. That's another thing. I mean, look, not only are they saying that they're influencing our votes, but they're saying that our politicians are turning into Russies.
Yes.
I mean, look.
They are.
I mean,
what they're saying.
I know. I mean, look, if that's the case, then, you know, okay. I mean, you know, we've been invaded. Okay, what can I say? I mean, you know, I mean, that's the case. You know, people have freedom to do what they want to do here. I mean, we still have freedom to vote who we want to vote for and to put our money where we want to put our money. We want to put it in a safe place. We put it in a safe place. We want to put it in a risky place. We can put it in a risky place. If we want to buy medical insurance that covers us and we can get an MRI when we get sick instead of having to wait for 6 years, you know, we can do that. You know, we want freedom. Our country was founded on freedom. Freedom of enterprise. Freedom of religion. Freedom, freedom, freedom. That's what we want. We don't want brainwashing going on and lies. But that's what we get. I mean, look, that's absurd what she said. And I'm not trying to... I know she's an ex-Democrat that's wanting to be a third party, you know, and she's not going to get anywhere. Where I don't think.
No,
but I think they're trying to get the votes off of her, and they're calling her anything they can call so that she won't mess them up on what they're trying to achieve. In other words, you know, be able to run who they want to run.
What would be a third party, like an independent or a libertarian or a,
I don't know what she's calling herself.
Remember,
I
mean, what's his name? Ralph Nader was with the Green Party.
He's with the Green Party now. Yeah. They got that other lady that's with the Green Party. They saying that she's bad too. You know, uh-huh. The Democrats are. But
and then they've got that guy that got the hot grits thrown on him.
Oh, the hot grit?
Yeah, that's
the hot grit party?
Yeah, that's the Al Green party.
Well, there's all kinds of parties. And you got the tea party that loves to steal the tea, you know.
Well, yeah, they didn't steal. Well, this tea party. They were just being civilly disobedient, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I mean, I understand nobody likes taxes, you know, or they don't want to be taxed so bad that they can't function. And, you know, this country was not founded on being taxed to death. This country was founded so that we could have some freedoms from some of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that, you know, we've got to function and we got to have a military and we got to have all these things. But, you know, if we have 70% tax or more, that's going to mess things up. They say, well, put it on the rich. Elizabeth Warren, when you tax pensions, you're taxing everybody. It's not just the rich. Go do your homework. Just like Ken Fisher, go do your homework. You guys need to learn how to add. Y'all don't know how to add. Down here in the South, we took arithmetic when we went to school. We know how to add. I figured out that 2 + 2 = 4, and it don't equal 3. Somebody needs to help them.
Well, as Popeye once said, I ain't no mathematician, but something's not adding up.
Yeah, you know, you got to call a spade a spade. You know, when you're doing it, there it is what it is. You know, and the truth's the truth. You know, don't go around lying about everything to just try to get what you want. You know, like I said, Methodist, Baptist, Church of Christ, we all got to live together, and you know, we're in harmony here in the South, in the Bible Belt. We get along. Why can't they leave us alone and let us get along? Mm. Why don't they just leave us alone? In other words, we know what we want. They don't need to be telling us what we need. If we need to have asset preservation so that we don't go down to tubes on the next go down, we got the rights to do that. If we want to put our money in the casino, go ahead. I don't guarantee that you'll come back loaded.
No.
You know. So the thing is, you know, you need to have freedom of enterprise, and we don't need to have people coming in here saying, "Oh, it's the Russians' fault." Has the Russians got to do with anything? They're just out there trying to do what they're doing. They didn't pull the vote lever. They didn't do the hanging. Chad thing. You know, look.
Thought you were going to say Shad, and that's a fish.
I know. Well, that's what I was thinking.
The hanging Shad.
Maybe they do that, too. I don't know. But
guy I went to school with was named Chad, I think.
Yeah.
He was always hanging around.
Yeah, it's always. So we need. Do we have enough time for a phone call? 272-9228.
If they can drag themselves away from the radio. I know they're hanging on every word you're saying.
Yeah.
But if they can drag themselves away from the radio long enough to call, 272-9228.
I will tell you today. And I'm not going to tell you who it is because you guys will be listening in the future next week and maybe this week, but for sure next week.
I know what you're talking about.
We're going to have a call from one of the people who are running for Senate, and they are not a Democrat. I'll put it to you that way.
This will be somebody you want to hear what he has to
say.
You
want to hear what they got to say. They'll be coming. Well, I'll just say they're going to be calling in on Tuesday. Next Tuesday, around 10 minutes after 6, have your radios tuned in. We will have a Republican calling in, and they will, they'll be able to talk about what they believe is coming and what needs to be happening. And we're going to be asking them questions about Elizabeth Warren and her ideas about taxing us on our pensions and things like that, because we need to be protected. We don't need her taking our retirement away.
Wasn't that one of the reasons that everybody pulled up and moved away from England to start with? Was they were just being taxed like nobody's business, you know?
Yeah.
I think then, though, I think it was a king. It was King George, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think then, though, the king was pretty much in charge.
Right.
You know, they were like, they had the king, and he was like, you know, what I say goes. And I think they have kind of gotten away from that, where the royal family is more of a, well, they generate a lot of income because people love the royal.
Oh, yeah. My wife loves to read about the royals and watch the shows about the royals. Uh-huh. We went to England a couple of years ago, and we had to go look at all their royal this mm-hmm. and the royal that and have tea with the queen and all that kind of stuff. It's interesting.
But I just don't imagine that, you know, the queen just comes stomping out of Buckingham Palace with a croquet mat and hollering, off with their heads. I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore, I don't think.
No, I hope not.
And if it does, they got a room that they put her into. She calms down.
I know.
Yeah, she's like 97.
90, yeah, she 90, just won't quit.
She's on up there. You know, they live a lot. What's his name? Her husband. He's around there. They live a long time.
I know. Well, if you're weighted on hand and foot, you might live a long time too.
You know, you're a big dog person. You like dogs. You know, she had dogs for years, and they were all of the same lineage. They were these little Yorkies.
Mm-hmm.
And
they weren't deformed, were they?
No, but I think I don't know how inbred they were. But the thing was, I think the last one has passed away, and she's not gotten any more. So she may be thinking, I know Charles won't take care of them like I do.
Well,
so
I mean, maybe she could have her kids take care of them.
I guess so. Hey, you know, we usually ended up with some sort of a little funny song as we go out, and it's about that time.
Is it?
So tomorrow we'll be back here live again at 6 in the evening. We're going to do it all over again. But don't forget, Saturday we got the big doings out at 8125. Is that right? 8125 Decker Lane, and it's all free.
Right.
And as I said, we will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, make plans to come and meet Rusty.
Oh, that's
he'll shake your hand.
I will. I'll pick your pocket. Whatever it takes to get you happy, I'll do it there. You just come out and see
or
us.
Or you could call me at 279-7431, and we can have a sit-down meeting for free about any questions you want to ask.
There you go. And we will be back tomorrow evening, same bat time, same bat channel, with Health and Wealth. With David Ernest.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la.
You need a job.
Sha-la-la-la.
Get you a job.
Sha-la-la-la.
Get a check.
Sha-la-la-la.
Lend me a dollar.
Dip, 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 dip.
Get a job.
Sha-la-la-la.
You raise
me money to buy the stocks to get me out of my bed of crime.
Get a job.
Sha-la-la-la. You're after breakfast every day, so you know the one is on my way.
Boom, boom, boom.